Big show today, yes. Jason.
It is a big show.
Finally, the long-awaited debut of the Jason Ellis Show Reverse Awards.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
All done today?
Today.
Wow. The Reverse Awards.
The Reverse Awards. Our first ever award
show.
We've never had an award show.
This is big.
Yeah.
Will people be accepting awards?
Yes, they will be accepting Reverse Awards.
Wow. Yeah. What are the Reverse Awards? I don't know. Find out.
After this. On the Jason Ellis Show.
Wanna do it?
Are we gonna do this?
I'll do it.
And now, Backbone and Chuck Lukey of the Jingle Berries.
I don't have an envelope.
Oh, yeah, here.
You have the list?
I don't know. Tully handed it to me.
There's drugs in this envelope.
Okay. Going. We're live.
I don't even know what the fuck we're presenting.
No awards.
Chuck, introduce Ellis.
Ladies and gentlemen!
Your real fucking voice.
Live from your horrible mother's goddamn fish tank, these are the 2011 Reverse Awards with your host, Jason Ellis.
Fuck yeah! Fuck yeah, thank you! It's great to be here at the Reverse Awards. I'm here with Tully.
Am I the only one who finds this incredibly erotic?
I completely agree, Michael! And, of course, Raw Dog.
We tallied up your results. This is all your votes, people.
I didn't do it. You did it. That's what we're like. We're for the fans.
Thousands of people took part in this.
Over 1,000 people took part
this
in
this.
1,000 people took place in this. How is that?
It doesn't get more scientific than that.
1,617 people.
1,600 people.
And from those responses, we have tallied them up painstakingly.
Pain!
Oh, pain hurt. Was involved.
It hurt a lot.
It hurt.
And it's
afterwards, it was like, ow.
It's really real.
Ah,
whoa.
See, it's still hurting him.
Ow.
Wow. You missed it, Schumacher. We're hitting each other in here. I did not see that coming, Michael.
Me neither. I'm not just going to hit him again
just because you put the camera on.
You should wear a beanie. Yeah, Well, you could be in jail and that could be, there would be TV there, and sometimes they have shows where there's award shows. And that brings me to our award show, the Reverse Awards, which brings us very naturally
to
the 2011 Reverse Awards. Thank God this is only playing on Stars 2.
Let's go straight to our first category, Athlete of the Year.
Brought to you by...
Oh, wait!
Brought to you by Tenactin.
Boom!
Fast Actin, Tenactin.
Boom!
Relieves the chin of burning.
Boom!
Athlete of the Year. If you forgot, the nominees for this category were LeBron James, Ben Roethlisberger, Sean Kingston... John Gosselin.
John Kingston.
John Gosselin.
what were the pictures?
And Butterballs.
Playing tennis?
Wait, hang on a minute. This is the ultimate athlete?
The athlete of the year.
Right. John Gosselin is good.
What was he doing? We saw a photo of him. I think he was playing tennis.
Was.
Yeah.
No. Lacrosse.
He was running out of his balls with a mask on. I just remember he was like running and his shirt was like billowing over his giant gut.
Yeah. Well, he's not that fat, dude. Go easy.
He was pretty fat.
Well, he could be the athlete of the year.
Yeah, you're right.
Shut your mouth. You're talking about one of the top five athletes of 2011.
Was he nominated?
He was nominated, but was he the athlete of the year? The results are in.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Was there like a drum roll or just this?
Another Reverse Awards winner.
Oh, no, that's a winner.
Okay.
Probably should have played that.
All right, I'm opening the
envelope. Welcome to the Professional Friday Show, where I fuck everything.
I'm opening the envelope in studio.
You are?
Yes.
Oh.
And the winner is...
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, Butterballs is our athlete of the year.
And just our luck, we'll have him at Ellis Mania 7.
Butterballs, the musical chair champion of the world. One of the greater athletes I've ever seen I mean, who's better, really, athletically? 2011, who's better? Sure, Chad Reed came back from an amazing crash, but have you seen him in Alice Mania?
Sean Kingston came back from an amazing crash.
He did come back from an amazing hit. He took that one on the chin, Raw Dog.
He did.
He was definitely rocked. Imagine somebody getting tackled in football where they just started convulsion, like white stuff came out of their ears and stuff.
Yeah.
Ever see that?
I've never seen that in a football game.
Where vomiting and stuff? Guy where just vomiting and stuff? That'd be crazy. I mean, I don't want to see that because I feel sorry for the person that's doing that. But if it was on TV, would you watch it?
None of them were have come
like,
back.
What about if a dude was unconscious? He started spewing everywhere unconscious. Like, bleh, look like possessed person. Like his eyes, where you can see the whites of his eyes. Are just, wah! Yeah,
they're carrying him off on a stretcher and he's just wriggling around and puke flying everywhere.
Yeah.
Truly a terrible sight. Let's look at another angle.
Butterballs is in on the phone.
Yo.
Yeah, Butterballs.
Yeah! This is amazing. Can't believe it. I'm honored. The first winner of the first award show on the Jason Ellis show, the Reverse Awards. I'd like to thank all the fans, all the 1617 people who voted.
You actually got 387 votes.
387 people know you.
Still, nearly a quarter of the vote. You were the winner.
And check this out. And what? Come fast.
Oh no, I was just gonna ask if you've seen Butterballs' new tattoo.
Butterballs, you have a new tattoo?
Yeah.
What does it say?
Let's just say I love pizza so much I got it flying out of my ass.
It really says
really?
That?
Really?
It's like a tramp stamp of a giant pizza with big angel wings.
Good for you, dude. You're embracing yourself.
I got it.
I support your right to have that tattoo.
Yeah.
That's what our forefathers were fighting for, Butterballs.
You're embracing yourself, and you're going to look like even more of a warlord come September 17th, where you defend your title.
That's what it's all about. When I win, you know, I can sit. You both, whoever loses is going to say, "Oh man, I got beat by this guy with the tramp stamp."
Right, you've got it all figured out, haven't you, Butterballs?
Yep.
Do you have a signature T-shirt coming out that has that pizza logo on the back of the T-shirt?
Maybe.
Think about it. The Butterballs T-shirt, where it says Butterballs on the front, and then on the back, it has that pizza with your tattoo on the back near your ass crack. I would wear one of those.
I'll check it out. Right. I'll get on that.
Get into it, Butterballs. You have a chance to be a champion. You have a chance to be a ruler. You stole the show at Alice Mania 6. Stole the show. I believe it was Fight of the Night. That's what I believe. Even though mine was Loss of the Night. Yours was Win of the Night. You really did. You shine like no other. This time there's going to be 8 dudes that are tougher. So the winner will be a tough dude. It's going to be a tough fight.
That's what I hope for. Hope for a good show.
If you pull it off, dude, you could make a lot of money. Butterballs could be a warlord. You could have your own cartoon. I could see him as a cartoon guy. Or a pizza shop. I would open a pizza shop. Straight away, I would move to L.A. I would move to Hollywood. Boom, I would open a pizza shop. And
Butterballs Pizza.
Butterballs Pizza and get Benji and Joel to hang out there. That's what I would do if I was you. Boom. Do
pizza
it.
Pizza and wings.
I could see you in like a chef's hat, like frying a pizza in the back.
Would you like to own a pizza store, Balls?
Yes, of course. That's a dream of mine. I've loved pizza all my life, and
I would go like into business with Balls.
That seems like a savvy move.
Well, I'm not about money. I'm more about just enjoying myself, and that's why I think it sounds like a great idea. Balls,
I already know how to make pizzas.
I do.
At a pizza place.
I would have to taste your pizza before we went into business, obviously, Balls.
Yeah, you won't. You won't be disappointed.
I won't be disappointed in the Balls pizza. I actually believe him.
Yeah, I think he could actually make a really good pizza.
He looks like he can make a great pizza.
I believe he could cultivate that talent.
I am into it, and I am a huge fan of it, and I believe that this is a great thing. The pizza store, the pizza oven where Butterballs makes his special pizzas on Sunset that's in our restaurant.
A big part of selling pizza is showmanship. People want to see guys throwing the dough around and shit like that.
If you could learn to do that for an audience.
Would you be willing to wear no T-shirt while you're making the pizzas every day?
Yes, that's okay.
I mean, you wouldn't have to be there all the time. I think you would just have to show up every now and then.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Just show up when the press is around.
Yeah.
I'll just be in the window, in the front window.
You can go in the tourist bus.
Topless.
Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Butterballs, the first winner in the Reverse Awards.
Another Reverse Awards winner on the Jason Ellis Show.
I can't believe Helen Mirren was available to announce these.
Who's Helen Mirren?
She's an actress. She's like kind of the token. Kind
I
of
had
like
feeling you were going to say that.
Yeah, she's become the token as Betty White is like a. It's so amazing. She's so funny and so old. Helen Mirren has become the every age she turns. You have to say, and she's still so fucking sexy.
She still looks so good for her age.
She turned 66, and it's like she's the sexiest 66-year-old woman in the world.
Yeah,
like that's a breathtaking competition.
She's won a couple.
Can we put that to a swimsuit competition, please?
She's won like a couple Oscars now too. Also.
I'm watching that.
Because there's a lot of hot 66-year-old tail out there. Yeah. I'm watching that like a
Danzig Marilyn Manson tennis match. Hawking it.
Sexiest voice was another category this year at the Reverse Awards. If you remember, the nominees were Gilbert Gottfried, Dikembe Mutombo,
like butter,
Scott Farrell, Michael Bisping,
yeah,
and Jamie Bestwick.
Fuck off.
I can't believe they had both of those. They may have split the vote between them a little bit. We have the winner.
Voted on it?
Yeah, everybody voted on it. This was another really close one.
Yeah.
But by a nose, opening the envelope, the winner of Sexiest Voice, Dikembe Mutombo.
Yeah! All right.
Yeah!
So, we attempted to get in touch with Mr. Mutombo, but our emails were not returned.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he wouldn't accept his reverse award officially.
Did you really try and call him?
We tried to email him, yeah.
We tried to email him.
Oh,
we got an email back about apparently he is friends with the deposed ruler of Nigeria who's sitting on a stockpile of millions of dollars that he just needs help moving out of the country.
Oh, that's a bummer.
But just something about it seemed a bit fishy, so.
So he's there to investigate, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, Dikembe Mutombo can't officially accept.
But yeah, we did attempt to. We attempted to contact in the same way that we attempted to and succeeded in contacting Butterballs. We attempted to contact everybody on this list.
Can't believe we didn't get a hold of Dikembe Mutombo.
Yeah. Next up, comeback of the year. This was between the band Bush, Andrew Dice Clay, Nick Lachey, Osama bin Laden, and Will Pendarvis's Shins.
I would say Nick Lachey.
Do you think he really had he really had no comeback. That's right, it is the reverse of
no. Yeah. Who's better, Nick Lachey? He's the best dude.
Let's go through the list here. I mean, Bush...
He's my guy.
Bush had that single, which went absolutely nowhere. Andrew Dice Clay actually did appear on an episode of Entourage.
It's really hard to tell. The Dice Clay comeback is so... nebulous, you know what I mean? I feel like the Dice Clay comeback has been an ongoing effort since about 91. Since about 2 weeks after Ford Fairlane came out.
Yeah.
The comeback has been in full effect.
I think he's fully on with he's got multiple scenes in that series now. Multiple.
Oh, really? So yeah. He was more than just like a stunt cast?
He's fully in there now as one of the characters, Michael.
Oh, okay. Well, then I stand corrected. What the hell do I know?
So he's back.
The votes are tallied. This one actually wasn't close. A runaway winner.
Wait, did you mention that Osama bin Laden was also...
Yes, I said Osama bin Laden.
Okay, sorry. I missed that.
Comeback of the year. Was it Osama bin Laden? Was it Andrew Dice Clay? I've got the envelope. The winner is... Will Pendarvis's Shins, ladies and gentlemen.
Back from the dead. An amazing comeback. It's like if Carol Channing was in a number one movie at the box office. Completely unpredictable.
So we got in touch with Will Pendarvis's Shins, and we have him right here.
Oh, yeah! This is Will Pendarvis's Shins!
How does it feel to be breathing some real air again?
Hell yeah! Look at me! Hey, you guys! Look at me! It's been a long time. I'm back!
You really just sound full of life and soul, like you're so happy to be out there.
I was once in England!
Yeah? Get it? Get
somebody else? Shining! shining on the light. This is Will Shed. So thank you.
Congratulations, Whoop and Darvis's shins. I hope you get more opportunities to get out there.
God help me! Help me! It's hot outside! Jesus Christ, it's hot! Let me out! Come back! I'm gonna come back!
Come back in the year, Whoop and Darvis's shins.
I'll be back!
A ray of pale, blinding sunshine, as always. Whoop and Darvis's shins.
Poor bastard.
The next category is a big one. The Most Human-Looking Award. And to refresh your memory, the contenders were Heidi Montag, Kenny Rogers, Carrot Top, Bruce Jenner, and Al Pacino.
Can you do that to Al Pacino? He's a lovely woman.
He's still out. I think we're just used to him because he's still appearing in movies all the time and stuff. But he's a weird-looking guy.
Look, yeah, okay.
Do you want some lasagna? I made you some lasagna.
It doesn't look
right. It's in the fridge.
It doesn't look right. I know. Let him go.
I'm your mother.
Just let him go.
Heidi Montag, of course, had a lot of plastic surgery done.
Yeah.
Slowly turning her into, like, a life-size plastic doll of some kind.
So?
Kenny Rogers also had a lot of plastic surgery done.
And then what happened?
We've got the winners. They're all tallied up.
Okay, here's the winner.
The winner, by 40% vote, Carrot Top.
That's not really that cool at all.
There's no way of mistaking it. He is a human being. You can tell just by looking at him. He's very human-looking.
Yes. That's why he won the Most Human-Looking Award.
Do you think he does a lot of things by himself? Like, do you think that he talks a lot about... Does he go with a lot of people to get stuff done to his face? Like, is there a secret thing that he does?
What do you mean?
Like, he's done stuff to his face.
Yes, he has, certainly.
Do you think he does it all the time, like gets touch-ups and is like a weird dude that spends a massive amount of time staring
at
his own face?
He's clearly really occupied of his appearance, it seems like.
Yes. So he is no different from Heidi Montag. He's someone who looked at his body and his whole deal and is like, I need to change every single bit of this. Nothing is as it ought to be naturally.
Right.
Is his hair that color? That part at least is natural.
Yeah, but he can't
maybe
do anything
not.
About
maybe not. What? Redheads, dudes, their hair changes color when they get older and stuff.
Well, he's also probably started to go gray, and he can't have that.
If he's carrot top, he's got to dye it, too.
That's right. I mean, what does he look like up close with no makeup on? Because he's always got makeup on, right? In front
yes.
of everybody.
I am actually under the impression his eyes look so done up that I feel like he got that the eyeliner tattoos.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
Oh, yeah.
Committed to the game.
What game? That's the thing. He's so committed to his game, but no one can figure out what his game is but him.
Well, I think it's his own game.
But it's one of those things where it's like it's become such a joke to make fun of him that he's in on the joke and he'll acknowledge the joke. But we've never actually gotten at the core issue, which is it's almost like a Michael Jackson thing of just like, but seriously, all joking aside, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, it's a legitimate question.
It's a very legit. It's the only question at this point.
Yeah, good point. We need to get him on there and ask him that.
We should. Unfortunately, our attempts to contact Mr. Top were not returned.
Oh, we had 2 weeks. I mean, we really did try to contact
all these people.
We're not just saying that.
Fuck, man. Come on, Mr. Top.
We should move on to the next category, Best New Artist.
Best New Artist!
Very exciting. The contenders this year were Bruno Mars.
Who's that?
He was... He sang that song, I Wanna Be a Billionaire.
Doesn't he also do a little bit of Jessica in my life? That's what he looks like. When I see Bruno Mars, I picture a little bit of Rita on my side.
The Lou Bega?
Yeah. I think Lou Bega's just back.
Lou Bega should have been up for Best New Artist.
He's just pulling a fast one on everyone. He reinvented himself as Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars. Bill Bellamy?
Oh, Bellavich.
We Outspoken.
Oh, that's pretty heavy.
And Bob Dylan's grandson, Pablo Dylan.
Pablo Dylan. That dude's huge.
New rap star.
I'm just impressed by all the adversity he's overcome to become the shining star of hip-hop he is today.
Yeah, having to come out of his grandfather's shadow, that's got to have been really
so
tough for him.
So many chicks want to fuck him. How can he get anything done? You know what that's like?
No. But I would think that it would be distracting.
Anyways, the envelope, please.
Oh, yeah, the envelope.
And the winner is... We Outspoken. And on the line right now.
For the second consecutive day.
We're dying on the guest apartment, lads. We can't get McKinvey Mutombo. We got fucking Anthony from We Outspoken all day. Calling us constantly. Blah, blah, blah. Anthony on the phone. Anthony, you're back.
So what's
Anthony,
new,
what's
Anthony?
What's the weather like over there? So you got so tell us, you've got a single coming out.
Guys, I just want to say thanks so much to the Ellis fam. You know, there's no stronger community than what you've built, Ellis. So thank you so much for the opportunities and help. You know, we really appreciate it. Thank you.
You should just have this on a button. We should just have that on a button.
So we don't need to call him anymore.
Yeah, so we don't need to call him anymore. You can just fire that one off. Hey, I like you guys.
Thank you.
Michael, you've got to really punch these dudes up.
Yeah, right? Looking forward to it.
Really fight these guys. Thank you. Anthony, congratulations, Anthony.
Thanks a lot, guys. There take it care.
Is. We Outspoken. Love that guy. Love the band.
Love that band. Great, great guys and an even better musical act.
Love their music.
Yeah.
Love it.
Great music.
It
great
took band. Me a minute.
It happened for us.
Like a lot of my favorite music, I didn't get it the first or the second or the... third or fourth hundredth time I listened
it at all,
to it.
But I love it, Michael. I just
but
love it.
I fully expect at some point in my lifetime, should I live long enough, the greatness of their music will reveal itself to me.
I can
and that's a great band.
Yeah, there's a hint.
Because I've got the Beatles already.
Right.
You know what I mean? By now I understand
it's truly gonna be bad. You have
how
to put...
great the Beatles are.
Praise the Lord.
I still don't even understand how great We Outspoken are.
We Outspoken has improved all other music for you.
That's what I'm talking about.
And that's why they're the 2011 Best New Artist of the Reverse Awards.
Congratulations to you guys.
Next on the list, least annoying TV personality.
I love TV personalities.
I never find them annoying.
Which one of these was not annoying in the slightest? Mr. Daniel Tosh.
Yeah, I like that guy.
Dr. Drew Pinsky.
Love that guy.
Very helpful.
I think I'm going on that dude's show again.
Oh, cool. Nancy Grace, tell him hi for me.
Maybe
Nancy
Grace. I'm going to send him an award in person.
Nancy Grace of Court TV and other fame. Wendy Williams. And
she's got really fat arms.
She's got a really fat...
She's massive.
Heart.
She's got a fat heart. Yeah, she's full of...
She's got a fat soul.
She's just got a fat soul.
You think she's got heart disease?
She's got hurt. No. No, I'm saying her soul is so fat that it'd be hard for Danzig to eat it.
Yeah. Danzig would get full midway.
So she could get it like a massive eating disorder.
I'm full from eating your fat soul. Good enough, Wendy Williams soul. Yes.
Daniel Tosh, Dr. Drew, Nancy Grace, Wendy Williams, and Pierce Morgan were the nominees for this. And the winner of Least Annoying TV Personality by a nose, Daniel Tosh.
Oh, well, I'm just super happy for him.
He's very not annoying.
Let me guess. No reply.
We tried to get in touch with Mr. Tosh, and he did not reply to our email.
You came in here saying you were going to suck my dick. Now get down there.
Oh, man. Will we ever get anybody to... No one will ever call in.
You think they'd want to accept
an award? Oh, wait a minute. Okay, go. What's the next award?
The next award is Best Picture.
Yeah!
Best Picture of the Year.
Live from Hollywood, the 2011 Reverse Awards, hosted by Jason Ellis.
Yeah. Just in case you didn't know what it was, that's what it is.
That's right? What it is.
Yeah. The nominees this year for Best Picture were The Smurfs.
Yeah! Love it!
Mr. Popper's Penguins.
Oh! Oh, that was so painful.
Just Go With It, the Adam Sandler vehicle. And I Am Number 4.
No, I saw that. That's a good movie.
Was that good?
Oh, it's awesome. There's like a massive dinosaur dog in it.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
I didn't see it. I just know.
You don't see it coming for at least half the movie that there's a massive dinosaur dog that's even going to show up.
Who does?
Ah.
I've seen so many movies and that's never happened.
No, it blew my mind.
This was probably the closest vote in the entire Reverse Awards.
Look at that. Oh, shit snap.
It was almost the Smurfs. So I want to give them, you know, special consideration. But the winner by a hair was Mr. Popper's Penguins.
Yeah!
For Best Picture. And here to accept his award is the Penguin.
No, it's what? Hang on a minute. It's the Penguin?
It's the Penguin.
I don't know what I'm doing. It is?
Yes.
Okay.
Turn.
Hello, citizens. I want to give you my solemn word that there will be no mud-slinging
what
in this
is
campaign.
What is
unless, of course, my opponent slings it. But I intend to stick to the issues. Now, what are the issues? There is only one. Batman. Who is he? Who is this acrobatic clown who somersaults around Gotham City and...
This guy's lost his mind.
He's totally insane.
He's not even talking about the award.
That mask. Batman. Why is he...
He's kind of obsessed with Batman. That's his main topic of conversation.
Why else does he wear a mask?
Hello, sir!
Why else does he conceal his past?
What?
Will you think about that a moment, my friends?
There are children watching, sir.
Batman,
please.
Who is he with? Criminal.
Okay.
That's it. I think we've had quite
we're
a bit
of
time. Yeah. He wasn't going to talk about
it.
Yeah,
it's
like when Brando sent out the Native American chick to accept the Oscar. It's just not the time or the place.
Man.
Please keep your politics out of this award show.
Just say thank you and move on.
Next up is Humanitarian of the Year.
Humanitarian of the Year award.
Yes.
Big award.
A big
award.
Yeah, good. An important one just for society in
good.
General.
Good.
Who had the biggest contributions this year to
okay.
the general, you know, world peace and everything?
Yeah.
The nominees are Paris Hilton, Weston Cage, the son of Nicolas Cage, DMX.
Yeah.
And Chris Brown.
Right.
Humanitarians one and all.
Great humanitarian.
I think we can say there's no losers here. We're better off for having known all these people.
Stiff competition.
But overall, after tallying all their accomplishments this year, the winner, with 685 votes, Chris Brown.
Smurda!
I'm excited for him.
Did we try to reach out to him?
Yeah, no,
we
you did. Didn't
to our attempts to get in touch with Mr. Chris Brown were not returned.
Stupid, nobody tried to fucking... Did you really
that
try?
That is not
really
true,
did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we absolutely tried to get Chris Brown to comment on his Humanitarian of the Year award.
Respect in this game, man. Come on, Chris Brown. What is your opinion?
Damn it!
I know. I really wanted to hear what he had to say.
Yeah.
Next up is the PETA Award.
The PETA Award?
Yeah.
We're having an award for PETA?
An award in honor of PETA. Who best embodied their values this year.
Good. Oh!
Yeah.
Okay.
The nominees are Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Yeah.
They love animals.
They always wear them.
Yes.
They like...
Always.
They want to be so close to animals, they don't even want the animals' organs and brains and bodies to get in the way. They
yeah,
just
yeah,
want to
yeah.
touch the fur. Fur
they,
on skin.
They will take the face. They'll rock a face, though.
So they can look into the animal's face all the time.
Yeah.
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, McDonald's.
Yeah, they're pretty devastating.
SeaWorld.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And Deepwater Horizon, the company responsible for the oil spill last
they
year.
They did a lot for the country.
Oh, they did a lot.
I thought they said Dustin Hoffman.
Did he die? Oh,
Dustin Hoffman hates animals.
It does say Deepwater Horizon.
I say we give it to him. A late entry and a winner, Dustin Hoffman.
Perhaps next year's Reverse Awards.
Yeah, that guy's got it coming.
This year, the votes have been tallied, and the winner is McDonald's.
McDonald's?
And, Accepting on behalf of McDonald's, we do have a representative from PETA.
We have a representative. Robin from PETA.
Yes.
You're
yes,
a representative.
Yes. I am a representative.
You work for the organization that is known as PETA.
I do work for the organization. And, you know, since this is a reverse awards show, it's
yeah.
an award that McDonald's, it's an award that McDonald's definitely deserves.
Right.
You, so you're saying you're a fan of McDonald's?
Not quite, no. I mean, if it's reverse day, then sure, yeah, love them. No, not at all. Chickens killed by McDonald's suppliers have their throats slit while they're fully conscious. They suffer broken bones and limbs and abuse, and then there's the horror of being scalded to death as they're, you know, hung upside down. McDonald's could require that all of their suppliers switch to a less cruel method, but they just don't do it. So you guys are right on the money. They deserve this fine honor of yours.
Have you ever had a cheeseburger?
Do what?
Have you ever had a cheeseburger?
Not in 14 years.
But you did have a cheeseburger because your parents gave you a cheeseburger.
Yeah, well, no, I went vegetarian when I was 17, and it wasn't because I didn't like the taste of it. I have no, you know, meat is a tasty thing, but I didn't like the cruelty that went into it. You know, there are other things to eat, and it's not something that my body needs. So I.
What about if you're at Sizzler? One of our fine establishments that we have through America, where
you wouldn't get much for your $9.99 at Sizzler.
Yeah, it's pretty much a waste of time to go in there.
You get croutons.
They have broccoli and baked potatoes, but you know it's something that I choose to put my money toward a company that does good things, and there are other fast food restaurants.
Well, we do good. We like Peter. We got a song about Peter.
Do you?
Yeah, we've got a song.
I know that you guys have some PETA supporter friend, Carrie Hart and Pink are.
That's right.
Two ads for us.
Well, I did an ad. I won a Libby Award.
Did you?
Yep. Yeah. You didn't know that about me, did you?
I did not. What was your Libby Award?
Was it Action Sports?
Was it Action Sports or was it like Media, Best Media or something?
I think it was something like that.
It was good. I did something good.
There was supposed to be a check. I don't know if you want to look around and see.
I don't want any money.
I
like stuff.
what are you going to do that check? Are you going to take me for a non-meat meal? That'd be awesome. I'll look for your check then.
She sounds hot, huh?
Yeah, she does.
Are you hot?
Some people think so. It's a matter of opinion, I guess.
And you're a vegan.
I am a vegan, yeah.
Do you have a vegan boyfriend?
I don't know.
So you say he doesn't?
Alabama.
You say he doesn't eat meat? so you're single.
There aren't many vegans in Alabama, so. Yeah.
Oh, really? Man, why don't you move here?
You guys picked a hell of a place to headquarter.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. You come over here.
Well, our headquarters are actually in D.C. I grew up in Alabama, so I moved back home this year.
Is it tough to be a vegan in Alabama if there aren't many other, like, options and stuff for that?
You know, it was tough when I went vegetarian a long time ago, but now I've been in other places and, you know, I've grown accustomed to eating out. And it was hard at first because what are you going to eat? You go out to a fast food restaurant and you can get a salad and fries. That's not real exciting, but you learn to adapt and... I cook a lot for myself and for friends, so it's not so bad. It's an easy thing to do.
Yeah. You should move out here, though. I think you'd have a good time.
If I ever make it out there, I'll stop by for a visit.
You should stop by to the Jason L. Show. We like you. You think you're hot.
Oh, you guys have been very nice, so thanks.
Yeah. I would like to live with her in a teepee for, like, a week. Near a river.
For a while, really get into nature and stuff.
Like smoke a peace pipe thing.
Back to basics.
Yeah, just going for it on the...
Just looking at nature and looking at animals.
The bank. Be a good time.
Maybe do a little river rafting.
Yeah, I really like you. Thanks for calling in. And we support Peter. We're pretty much always supporting, right?
Constantly. Yeah. We just released a brand new single called The PETA Song. I mean, I don't know how much more you really need.
I don't know if you don't know.
I don't know if Pink has gotten around to recording one of those yet.
Yeah, I don't know if you know what's going on, Robin. I feel like you don't understand who you're talking to here. We're like a massive piece of your organization, and we're really helping it work out.
We're like the propaganda wing for you.
You're welcome.
The comedy wing of PETA.
You're welcome.
We know we did need a comedy wing, so thanks.
Yeah, we'll make you... You go ahead.
Sorry. Oh, I was just going to say, you guys took a lighthearted approach to a serious subject, and we appreciate that, you know, that you helped get the word out.
There's always going to be new angles. You've got to keep thinking ahead of the game. Who can get it across? I mean, there's only so many ways that Aerosmith can make me want to love a puppy.
Right.
You've got to get a new angle, you know? I mean, he's played out. I don't even believe he likes anything he says when he says he's liking it now.
Right. What does Bruno Mars have to say?
Yeah. You need to get the new guys on there that you can believe their bullshit for a couple of years. before we sell
out. Well, that's why we have you guys at the Jason Ellis show.
That's
you
right. Yeah, we can talk to the kids.
That's right. We do. We're in Grindstone. We know kids.
Finger on the pulse.
We speak to the youth of America.
We do. The youth.
And Canada.
And Canada's youth. A lot of people are broke and angry, want to kick a dog and stuff. Not if they listen to this show. Can't kick your dog. You got to kick your wife.
much better.
You guys are doing your part. You're doing your part. Yeah.
You think about kicking your dog, kick your wife. And then think, look, if I kick my wife, this could escalate. And then just don't kick anybody.
Yeah, then just stop kicking.
Yeah. Kicking your dog's like kicking your wife.
That's the moral of the story.
All right. Yeah. You only kick your wife if she says kick me. Or if it's her birthday. All right. Thanks for the call.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
There it is.
Robin Pepita accepting the Pepita Award on behalf of McDonald's, who did not return our phone
call. The 2011 humanitarian. Did you know, until we got in touch with Pepita, Cumfat was willing to accept that award as well because he is a former McDonald's manager? I did not know that.
Me neither.
It makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. Yeah,
it really does fit the job, doesn't it?
Add up.
Not just a McDonald's employee, he worked his way up the ladder.
He really does look like he could do that, yeah.
I could picture. He's that guy where you're just like, I need to talk to the guy in the back, and this guy comes out, and you can just see the soullessness in his eyes that has happened from a lifetime of sharing an office with cardboard filet of fish containers.
The existence. He's one of those guys that seems like that
he actually wants to help you, but he's just so far gone. Right. He's like, what can I do for you?
Yeah. There's not much help from a man with no soul.
Today, what, somebody put pickles and you didn't want pickles? Yeah. Oh, God, I can't deal with this anymore.
The hat fit.
The hat, yeah, like a glove.
Like a glove.
He never looked so much like himself as the first time he put that hat on.
That is the biggest insult I've heard in some time on a human being. I mean, his name's Cumfat, and that is the most humiliating thing I've ever heard.
Here he is.
I was 19. I wasn't like a defeated old man. Although, I was there for 3 years, so by the end of it, I was pretty...
Broken down.
Shit.
You were 19 when you were gone? Or were you 19 when you started?
I was 19 when I started. I quit
when I
was
22. You put some serious time in. Were you a full-time manager of McDonald's for 3 years?
I was a manager after, I think, like 8 months. And then I was the closing manager.
Really put you on the fast track, didn't they?
Well,
did you get your own parking spot?
I actually did have a parking spot.
Oh, my God.
I got paid dick, though, and it sucked working all those late nights and extra hours that, like, you know, I wasn't getting paid for. So I tried to quit thinking that they would have to give me a raise at that point. And they were like, okay, see ya. Because apparently, I think 74% of all customer complaints were on my shift.
There you go.
Yeah.
Is it true that you did not have the combination to the safe?
No, I actually had to count all the money of all the drawers at the end of the night and take a big, huge satchel of money to the bank every night.
So, no way.
Listen to that. Yeah. Listen to that would be McDonald's robbers. That sign's a lie. Because they always say that. You know, they always say, if you want to rob this place, don't even... They say there's a drop box and the manager couldn't get at the money if he wanted to. But you're saying that's a lie.
Well, no, we drop it off at the bank every night.
Right, exactly.
So there's,
so you
there's
have
no
cash.
Safe to even start
there
putting
is no
oh,
safe.
So there's just not a safe
it's
on
at the
premise.
Bank. So it's true that you don't have the combination to the safe. You also don't have the safe.
Right. You just have a bag of money that you carry out at the end of every day.
Well, it's a Monopoly guy. Yeah, it's got dollar signs on it and everything.
Just singles flying out of the back, but you don't care about it. You don't care about the small ones. Should we take it? We have a lot of awards to give. Should we take a quick break?
We are about exactly halfway through the reverse awards. Before we go to break, We Outspoken just tweeted, just received the Best New Artist Award live on The Ellis Show. Thank you, Ellis fam.
That's what I was coming
don't
for.
Get it.
I don't think the reverse part sunk in.
Have they heard the song that you dedicated to him yet?
Stupid.
Do you want to return to the 2011 Reverse Awards?
Do I?
Live from Hollywood, the 2011 Reverse Awards, hosted by Jason Ellis.
Thank you. I am Jason Ellis. One time I did, you know what I mean? Hookers. With heroin.
And that's
that
why
will
you're the host
be one of my go-to stories, one of the big hitters in my book that's coming soon called Your Mum's House.
Would you think that fact qualifies you potentially for Parent of the Year?
It could definitely qualify me for Parent of the Year if this story was told and it happened in the last 6 months.
But it didn't.
But it didn't! I was single at the time.
That might not be true for some of these potential Parent of the Year nominees, including Casey Anthony.
I love Casey Anthony.
Charlie Sheen.
Wow, just when you think you can't really argue with Casey Anthony, all along comes Charlie Sheen.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, come on.
Who I think is probably a decent parent.
I think he's a great parent. He probably has a lot of advice.
He's just spreading himself a little thin as well.
Well, it's tough when you're the governor.
And Lil Wayne.
Oh, you know he's always calling him. Blacked out.
I bet he calls his children more than they would like.
Knee deep in a bottle of codeine. Yeah. I love you. Love you, kids, man.
I just recorded 3 albums of songs for you.
Yeah. No, the only time that he talks to them is on a new song.
On a record, right? Yeah. That's how he communicates with his children.
Like Shaq communicates with his children via Twitter.
Yeah. Lil Wayne communicates via mixtape.
Tell my kids I love them.
Tell them, pick them up, 4:30.
And this one was not even close. With 65% of the votes for Parent of the Year, the winner is Casey Anthony.
Yeah.
Our attempts to contact Casey Anthony were not returned.
She didn't call back?
No. She didn't, I guess.
Does anybody even know where she is?
No. Where is she?
I don't know.
I think her whereabouts are known. I don't know them, but I remember seeing some.
I thought that she was kind of like sort of in like witness protection kind of for like because people were going to harass her.
No, I think I had heard that they were that some DA with a point to prove or something was basically saying we're going to treat her like other prisoners.
Okay.
And since she's not like other prisoners, that means we're going to crucify this bitch.
Right. Well, good for them.
Exactly.
The next category on this list is the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Lifetime!
This is big. This is a special category. Because it's over their entire career so far. The nominees are...
No flashes in the pan here.
No. The nominees are Rebecca Black, singer of the hit song Friday.
Love that song.
Willow Smith.
She's cute.
Yeah.
Also an impressive body of work.
Child of a broken home, don't forget.
Allegedly.
Vern Troyer, a.k.a. Mini-Me from the Austin Powers series.
Wait a minute. He's a parent?
No. This is Lifetime Achievement Award.
He's been bringing it for years.
You sounded so horrified for a second. Like, wait, he has children? Dear God.
He does. And they're gigantic.
God, dude. I'm not even here anymore.
Wouldn't that be a great reality show if Vern Troyer had children? They were all like 6'9".
Massive.
Kate Middleton.
I'd like to follow him around for a day dressed as Snoopy.
Kate Middleton.
Maybe trail him in a little biplane. Pretend you're
towering over him from beyond.
Kate Middleton. And,
oh, Princess Kate, huh?
Yes, Princess Kate and Tully's unborn child.
Oh.
Yeah. He's had a good run.
And the winner with 42% of the vote is Tully's unborn child.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Way to go, buddy.
There
and
it is.
We have Tully's unborn child
He's
right now accepting his speech. Everybody is psyched. It's a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bless your hearts. Thank you. I have to tell you, this is easy to take but hard to believe.
Why?
He's a classy dude.
Where I come from, in Mississippi, they call this walking in high cotton.
Eh?
What an honor. What an honor. Sydney! Mr. Poitier.
Sydney Poitier?
Seems like the world's upside down when...
Why does everybody forget that they're on the reverse awards and just start talking about somebody else's life? Batman? Who the fuck?
Yeah, you're keeping...
Sydney Poitier is the most random dude ever.
You know, you
well,
have
it's,
been
why it's so cool that he showed up at the reverse awards.
Okay.
Maybe to all of us.
Like, your kid just starts...
In my life, I've shamelessly tried to pattern it after yours.
You're not even alive yet, really.
Walk down the trail.
No, but he's, you know, he recognizes...
In my life,
he recognizes Sydney Poitier.
The fuck is he friends with Sydney Poitier before he's even born?
In his life,
everyone
since
has
April.
His or her own...
He's getting a standing ovation for it!
My son is a dapper man. He does go on a bit.
Man.
Do you want to return to the reverse awards?
Do I?
Do you?
Not really. But yes, let's do it. I'm excited.
Yeah!
For more of us awards.
Crime, yeah! Crime Fighter of the Year.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was between Alex Trebek, Butterbean, Steven Seagal, and Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife.
All crime fighters.
All great crime fighters.
They've all done a lot.
Yeah. They're all literally crime. It's really crazy that we can actually have this category.
I can tell you right now that all those people I do not want to be in an altercation with. It's freaky and it's uncomfortable.
Even Alex Trebek?
You're not going to get it, but he's going to say stuff.
He will. Yeah. He'll ask you questions. And
the problem is, Alex Trebek, I think when push comes to shove, he's sort of like a weenier version of Geraldo. When push comes to shove, he will try to get a little manly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to get so awkward.
Yeah.
he'll like whip out some like because whatever the last time he was in a situation, whatever the words were that were appropriate then are still the only words he has in his vocabulary. So he'll be calling you like a Weisenheimer or a smart aleck or something, but meaning it like while he's grunting a
really
little bit.
Being
like,
angry
he'll be shaking a little bit when he's doing it.
Yeah, he'll get so furious it'll overcome him a little bit. Yeah. Here you go, Uncle Alex. You can just have your wallet back. Yeah, I'll get my heroin somewhere else.
Making old people angry, you know you're in the wrong.
The winner of Crime Fighter of the Year, Jason Ellis Show Reverse Awards, with 538 votes, Steven Seagal.
Meow, meow, meow.
Okay.
Steven Seagal did not return our calls.
God damn, that's what he did.
I know.
That guy's so unbelievable. They've been doing like a little like film festival on this one channel that I watch, and it's amazing when you can no longer be motivated to like unpuff your eyes for a fucking major motion picture. It's unbelievable how, as shitty as he looks like nowadays, he looked just as bad in his later movies. He never gave a shit.
Maybe he just doesn't give a shit.
I don't think he ever gave a shit. I think he kind of gave half a shit for the first movie just to get his foot in the door.
Yeah.
Like hard to kill or whatever the first one was.
I mean, what kind of a guy is he really? It'd take a while for you to relax around that guy to see what he really is all about.
I doubt there is really a guy in there.
Is he really a Buddhist? Or?
Yeah.
His music is like just not the work of it's a work of a humanoid.
Oh.
It's a work of a person desperately trying to assimilate into human culture.
Okay.
And decided at some point, I should make music.
Yeah, exactly.
It will make the people appreciate
I'll make
me
some
more.
Sultry blues. Well, baby, we're just going to try a little harder.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Is he on the guitar?
I think so, yeah.
There's lead breaks from Steven
Seagal.
It's like
bluesy shit rock.
And he slashes it out. It's him on guitar slashing it out.
I'm nearly positive, yeah.
Yeah. The Sober Living Award.
Mm.
Yeah. This year, the nominees for who might have lived the most sober in the last year: Amy Winehouse,
yeah;
Lindsay Lohan,
yay;
Charlie Sheen,
mm-hmm;
and Chad Muska.
Yeah, I love that guy. I want him to come to Alice Mania.
I love that two out of the four people on that list have passed drug tests publicly.
Yes,
Charlie Sheen took one on 60 Minutes, totally on drugs.
Yep.
And Amy Winehouse, apparently, the toxicology report.
Yeah, no drugs in her system.
Illegal drugs.
No illegal drugs in her system. That's right. The winner of the Sober Living Award, Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, she died.
She did. Calls to Amy Winehouse were not returned.
You had her number?
We kept going to voicemail.
Yeah.
Did it say that the voicemail was full?
The mailbox was full. We kept trying. We thought maybe she'd clear them out, that we could leave a message and she could call us back. But alas, no reply from Amy Winehouse.
Man.
The category you've all been waiting for, Sexiest Kardashian.
Yeah.
Yeah. The nominees are...
The load's coming down.
Khloe Kardashian.
Yes.
Kourtney Kardashian.
I like her.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Bruce Jenner.
Yeah.
And Lamar Odom.
All right.
Another close one. Very close. The winner by a couple votes, like about 30 votes, Lamar Odom.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't. What?
Lamar Odom is the sexiest Kardashian.
Oh, okay.
His head is just so smooth.
It's a weird head.
He looks like he's got a couple extra layers of skin.
It's a very. What are those dudes that are always fighting people in Star Trek?
Salamanders.
There's a salamander. Isn't that a fish?
No, he does kind of look like a salamander, though. You mean a Klingon?
Yes.
Yeah. He
looks a bit like a Klingon.
He's like a smooth Klingon.
He's a smooth, like a baby Klingon.
He's like the Billy Dee Williams of Klingons.
Look at Backstreet Boy of the Klingons.
Right.
Yeah, he's smooth, for sure. Good for him.
Driver of the year.
Oh, Jason. Fuck off, assholes.
You're up for this one.
Yeah, I bet.
You're up against Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, that's not cool.
Tiger Woods.
He's good.
Samantha Ronson.
She is excellent.
And Ken Block.
He is an amazing race car driver. And he deserves to win this. But I can already tell.
The winner of Driver of the Year.
Oh, yeah, but who is cock?
Congratulations to Jason Ellis.
Yeah, fuck off.
Snap.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck off, Schumacher.
2011 Reverse Awards.
Reverse Awards.
Yeah. I will redeem myself.
Yeah. It's just
and
for
I
this
will
year,
not
Jason.
Be on this
list. You're not going to be in the running.
I will never
year.
Win this again.
Right.
So thank you. Now move on.
You're accepting very gracefully.
I am.
The Lying least smelly just vagina. A little bit.
What?
The least smelly vagina award.
Oh, okay.
The nominee is this year, Jason Ellis Show Reverse Awards Least Smelly Vagina. Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
John Gosselin. Again.
Odor free.
Kirstie Alley.
Oh.
Michelle Bachman.
Have we sent like a search party to make sure Kirstie Alley has a vagina?
Right?
Yeah.
That would be...
Anything's possible.
Yeah.
All these. We're getting some amazing mental pictures here.
Kirstie Alley. I don't think we've gotten all the way through King Tut's tombs yet.
Kirstie Alley, Michelle Bachman, and a woman with a vaginal fistula who shits out of her vagina.
Remember that.
Who's a lock to party?
And out of those five, the winner of the least smelly vagina, Jennifer Aniston.
Wee! Like... Early morning dew, like a mountain spring.
She is titillated to find out she
So, in this case, we try to get in touch with Jennifer Aniston's vagina.
Oh, yeah?
And believe it or not,
oh, fucking hell, man.
We were able to get Jennifer Aniston's vagina on the line.
Stupid shit.
Yeah, hello, fucking whatever, I tell you, won the award.
Congratulations, Reverse Award winner Jennifer Aniston's vagina.
I don't even care, asshole. So what if I stink? I'm rich. My tits smell pretty.
You think Brad's happy with your smell?
I care what Brad is. Brad's going out with someone else.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Brad, do you think Brad was driven away by your smell?
No. Yes.
Who are you dating now? Is it John Mayer still?
No. You don't know me, do you?
You've seen a lot of famous penises in your time.
So have you, asshole.
Nice one.
Fuck this award.
Thank you, Jennifer Aniston.
I would recommend Jennifer Aniston's unsmelly vagina mix up three different kinds of perfume and wear them simultaneously.
Oh, right.
That's the move.
An intoxicating set. It's like the last hour of the Oscars here. We have only three categories left in the reverse awards.
Yeah, well, I'll find out about them after this then.
So why don't we get some final calls on the line at 866-YO-FACTION?
In the meantime,
we wrap up these reverse awards?
Wrap up the reverse awards. We only have three categories left.
Yeah.
First of all, best radio program. Dude, fuck off. The options for best radio program. Man cow. Cowhead. Cow pig manhead. Headhead. And all of Stars 2.
That is a loaded field.
Yes. Loaded!
But the winner.
Oh, come on.
With 53% of the vote. The best radio program is All of Stars 2.
Oh, yeah!
Those guys are sensational.
Was there ever any doubt?
I mean, really. Cowhead. Head.
Yeah,
head. It's pretty good. Right, yeah. But... Yeah, the whole of Stars together. It's not just one show. It's everything.
Everybody
on there.
Just collaborating.
The
together.
Whole package really is the winner and the champion. And I believe we're trying to call Cabino from the
by
Cabino
the way,
Rich
why are you
show.
Standing in front of your fucking webcam with your fly down?
Are we on the,
just call the Cabino and
they're
Rich
on
show?
The air right now.
Are we simulcast?
I think so.
We're
yeah.
inside
really?
Each other.
Oh, let's see what they're doing.
This is pretty trippy.
Hello.
So much credit to mankind.
Hey, thanks for holding. What's your name?
Bill.
Bill, where are you from?
Boston.
Oh, hold on.
Forecast. Woo! I'm with you. That's ridiculous.
All right, Bill from Boston. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about Covino's haircut and
His haircut?
Yeah.
We're not really on that topic right now, man.
Well, I'm on another topic where they've just won an award from the Jason Ellis Show. It's Jason Ellis. I'm fucking with you.
Wait, what do you want to do?
I want to give them an award. They just won an award.
Oh, cool. Thanks. Hold on.
Camino's in fuego. Yeah, because it's dumb. You're admitting that people panic now. So what happens if it gets
we
bad?
Don't even have to do radio right now.
Yeah, this is great.
We can do this all the time.
All of you guys are like, wow, fucking Camino's right.
Are these
you're
guys,
all dumb.
I
you're
think these guys are
out.
Angry at each other.
Really?
Well, wow. Missing great radio.
Wow. Hey, Spot, you're an Eagle Scout. No, I never made it that far. Sorry. You're not an Eagle Scout? You're not an Eagle Scout.
Nice Eagle Scout.
Right now. You weren't an Eagle Scout?
No, I never made it that far.
Really? You failed at fucking Boy Scouts too?
I give up.
Jesus Christ. All right.
Spot.
As the Boy Scouts motto, always be prepared. How do you feel about it? You're a former Boy Scout, dude.
I'm with Rich.
Rich just acts like one.
Yeah, it's not, I just act like one. I wear tiny shorts. Joe in New Jersey, you're on the show. What's up, Joe?
What the hell does Joe have to say? Joe in New Jersey. How big is Joe's show?
What's up? What's happening?
Listen, if worst comes to worst, you can always order Chinese food. The fucking Chinese guy always can... snowstorm. Christmas, it don't matter.
Seriously, why are we on hold?
Is Joe from New Jersey on topic? What the fuck is Joe talking about?
They're talking about Chinese restaurants or something?
This went from Eagle Scouts to Chinese food.
There's no tell me. There's no tell me to get on topic. Tell Joe to get on topic.
Joe, let's go to Houston and Rafik is on. What's up, man?
Rafik. Are you fucking kidding me?
This is I'm interpreting this as a deliberate slab against our show.
Yeah, take back every nice thing I said about them.
I keep texting Covino. I'm like, dude, we're on hold to talk.
They're dumb enough to listen.
And I haven't gotten anything back from
them. Listen to this show.
Will it happen? Probably not. But why would you, like, downplay it?
Rich, I'm just saying this, man.
What are they talking about?
A guy has got balls for the wall. That's cool, but...
I haven't caught on what it's about yet.
Me neither.
I live in...
These guys really need to reset.
I know. Be professional.
You can't buy food. You can't do crap. So what are you going to do? You ran out of food because you didn't go to the store. You have nothing to drink. I mean, seriously, bro. I understand...
You had no food, you had no drink.
You don't have to panic, but come on, man. You have to have some kind of routine in case shit goes haywire and you ain't got no food.
I think they're talking about, like, emergency planning. That's why they're saying he's an Eagle Scout.
Why is he so heated about being...
Are they talking about, like, the hurricane? Maybe that's what it is.
I bet that's what brought up.
Listen, dude, you need to get a fucking flashlight.
Rapid fire.
I can't wait till you fucking float away into nothingness.
That's nice. You want me to drown in the hurricane?
Yeah. You're going to be like, oh,
this show has gotten better. These guys hate each other.
We'll keep him afloat, let's be honest.
His head can't fit in a float. Are you serious?
Camino wants to turn on the news and see my head floating in the Hudson.
Holy God, help me! Whoa!
Nice ocean sound effect.
Help me, Eating
Teddy Grahams because it's the only shit you had in your fucking cabin.
Teddy Grahams joke.
Yeah. Let's go to RJ in Jersey. What's up, RJ?
Fuck off! Who's writing it down? It's like a serious... Somebody's being a cocksucker to us.
Stock up for the weekend.
Yeah, this is
you should have said you wanted to say
this is like a third call from New Jersey.
Yeah.
I know.
Why don't they do traffic on the Garden State Parkway?
Yeah, well, we got power.
The call screener probably put up the first fake name
of you. That's all I'm saying. I got
Bill from Boston.
Why would he do that?
So wait for Bill from Boston to show up.
There will be lines at liquor stores. In fact,
good thing that isn't the hurricane.
My theory is that he got that you were saying I want to give him an award, but he didn't get the Jason Ellis bit. I think they're like, oh, we got some wacky caller and wants to give you some award. That's my take on this.
And I
want to.
Yeah, he sounded so confused.
Friends in town. Let's hope Mother Nature keeps your.
In fairness, that doesn't happen all the time.
No, but I. No, I'll be able to get out there.
For the love of Christ.
But my thought is, if I get out there...
Hang up on Bill from Boston.
...subways and this are shut down, I don't know if I'll be able to make it back from Monday's show.
Oh.
Spot, can I do the show from a raft?
Oh.
Yeah, we can do a show from anywhere, Rich.
I just got word that,
Because they made...
is on hold, if you want
to... Yes, he is!
Where is he?
His own show to do. I don't know.
He made it, Tiger! Ellis
is not on hold.
I am on hold!
Oh.
I am on hold! Talk to us!
Bill in Boston?
Yes, Bill in Boston!
What's up, Ellis?
Oh! Jesus Christ!
Oh,
who's answering the phones over there?
Oi!
our retarded, lying sack of shit intern.
You're a man!
The kid's got a bad attitude.
Yeah, you need to live turdbag, liven up. We're trying to give you an award.
And he told us we weren't on topic.
Yeah, we weren't on topic. You don't know what we're doing, you idiots! You idiot! Wait, you work for us, you dumb fuck!
He's a fucking liar.
God.
He doesn't even work for us. He doesn't even work for us.
I don't care. He works for me right now. Do the bill from Boston, fucking idiot. Joking. I was joking. How do I sound like I'm Bill from Boston?
You're Bill from Boston. I said you're up top. You're not. No, wait, you're not.
Well, then hang up on me then, you dumb fuck. It doesn't make any sense to put me on hold.
All right, well, I know many Australians who live in Boston. Yeah, what a dummy you are, George.
That makes tons of sense.
323 area. What award did we win there, Ellis?
You run the reverse award of the best radio show in the world. No.
Your entire channel.
No, it wasn't you. You didn't win. We won. But the person who runs Stars didn't take the call. So you are accepting the award on behalf of Stars 2.
Stars 2 has
won. It's either you or me, and I figured you are really more a Stars 2 than I am, so you should accept the award on behalf of the entire channel, which includes myself and, of course, Raw Dog Telly, everybody here.
Yes.
One big family.
Congratulations.
Hey, thank you. Thanks. Congratulations.
What did we win again?
We won an award for Best Radio Show.
You won a Jason Ellis Show Reverse Award for Best Radio Program.
Is that like a diss, though?
Yeah,
or?
I think it is.
It means you're the champion.
Yeah.
And you've won again.
Fans voted on this.
We're the most awesome radio show on this channel.
No.
The whole channel.
Yeah, God.
The whole channel beat all of radio.
Yes, as a whole.
Oh, okay. I agree with that.
Okay. You're welcome.
You get what he's saying? Our channel as a whole is the most awesome radio channel of all time.
Right. Oh, as voted by the fans. We honestly had zero input into this. The fan is a completely democratic thing. Thousands of people literally did take part in this.
Well, hold on. I said that on your show. I said there's a lot of good shows here on SiriusXM, but I, George Foreman, guarantee there is no better channel lineup as an entire lineup than on SiriusXM 104 between your show, our show, and Jay Thomas, who has a star on the Walk of Fame. He's a superstar.
Exactly. And that's what we're talking about. Now you get it.
Now we're on the fucking same page.
Now we're rolling dice in Vegas, baby. Woo! We're going to win. We're going to win this. Livewire. I'm alive. Are you alive, Rod?
I'm alive.
Wake up.
We're alive.
I like you guys. You guys are being angry at each other. That happens a lot. Do you hate each other?
I'm beginning to think he's just an idiot.
Right, it happens. I see it on the faces of both my friends over here from time to time. I say something, and lately I'm like, yeah, probably right. But you gotta live with it. You guys are doing great radio over there. I said it today. At least you're young. You're talking to the kids on the street.
The kids in the hood.
Yeah.
Yeah, the homeless kids.
Mummy paid for their subscription.
Besides our show and your show, I think every other host that has
is gay.
An ounce of credibility is
totally gay.
They're all gay.
Totally homosexual. No, everyone's old.
Everybody is slobbing each other's knob. They're all on vacation right now, sucking each other's cocks. While the heterosexual are left to play on the satellite.
The show eats man ass. That's what they do.
Right, now you're saying that they all eat their own asses and blow each other. You're saying that Opie and Howard Stern are performing the most horrific 69er right now for 2 weeks straight, just guzzling each other's ass and balls.
You guys are on your own with that one.
Yeah, I'm going to pull out of that one. That's a Covino and Rich statement.
There are two shows here that talk to anyone of any relevance at all. That's
yeah.
The truth.
Well, I wish it could sound cooler, but, I mean, there isn't anybody. We're winning because we're the last two. Nobody has a show. Who has a show?
Anyone else of clout is like 45, 50 years old or older.
Yes.
Dude, are you kidding me? We're closer to their 60s, if anything. Yep. And younger guys, it's rare for them to get that opportunity. So, yeah, we are and probably will be the last. And it's a crazy thought.
And there's no one younger.
What do you guys want to do? What do you got when you're the biggest? What is your goal? Like, what do you see yourself being?
Oh, we're taking this to higher levels, no doubt. I mean, I'd like to do. I think the goal in life is to. What does it take? Two bites out of the same apple? Is that the saying? Something
yeah.
like that. Meaning, you know, I want to get paid twice for doing the same thing. I want to have this on television somehow, but still just do the radio show.
Mm. Right.
Cool.
You know, that's the ultimate goal. That's everybody's goal.
Like
more money for the same amount of work.
Like, who has that? Who has that?
very little simulcasting going on. Mike and the Mad Dog used to have that in New York, I imagine.
I imagine
Mike still got that. It's a treat. We're not on the East Coast. We don't get to see Mike Francesa just sitting there on television for 4 hours a day like you guys do.
Boomer and Carton do it, on Yes Network. Hey, listen, we got a break of it. We haven't played any commercials yet this far.
Okay.
Yo, guys, good hearing from you, brother.
All right, congratulations. All right.
Later.
Thank you.
Kevin Owners will be back.
We're not going to break.
Nope. We just got blown off.
Tenactin says...
There's no break.
Tough actor Tenactin says, go long, Ellis! Go long! We got you! You're covered! Should we take a break or should we just do it?
Let's just do it. We've only got two categories left.
Let's just do it!
The Jason Ellis Show Reverse Awards Woman of the Year.
Yeah!
Oh, I love hot balls! Oh, my God!
The nominees were Michelle Bachmann.
Great lady.
Love her.
Great. Your suffering will be legendary, even in hell.
Got a lot of big ideas, sir. Snooki.
Aw.
Kesha.
So I saw the new...
Jersey Shore?
Jersey Shore last night with my wife. I saw Jersey Shore.
The new Jersey Shore.
New episodes of the Jersey Shore.
New episodes.
Yeah. She's so little.
I know.
She's like a little sad thing. Little saggy fat rat.
It's not going to end well for Snooki.
No, it's not. She's not going to keep it together for that much longer.
It's just a little bit of a...
She looks like she should be building a dam.
It's just a little bit of a blubby thing going on. Just a blubby, 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 blubby. But it's a little bit of a... If it had fur, it would be cute.
Right. You know?
It reminds me of a bunny rabbit, but the ones with the floppy ears that don't ever go up. Because some rabbits will get fat.
I think it's actually...
But it suits them.
Snooki's only problem is she's actually too big. Because if she could, fit in the palm of your hand, she'd be adorable.
Right, that's her problem. Right.
But she's almost human size.
She's too lifelike.
Exactly. Exactly.
There's a couple of surgeries that can fix that.
Michelle Bachmann, Snooki, Kesha, yes. Steven Tyler, and Russell Brand.
I don't have no problem with that.
This was very close. Steven Tyler and Russell Brand put up surprisingly good shows. But the winner was...
I love the fans.
The winner was Snooki. Woman, our woman of the year, as voted by the fans.
Poor Snooki.
Yeah, I know. I feel mostly
bad for her. She's super rich, though, right?
Is she even super rich? I mean, I'm not even sure what kind of contract she's
got. Well, the weird thing about the kind of thing they're doing, the reason why, there's a lot of reasons why they're doing all their cash-in stuff, but I guarantee those kids are still not making a lot of money off of, they renegotiate, but MTV's only going to give you so much, so you've got to, does she really have Snooki's cookies? Am I making that up?
Snooki's cookies? I haven't heard of that.
No, that's a thing, but I don't think she owns it. But all I'm saying if they've got money, they've got money from, they're running deals on the side, they're doing exercise videos and books. She has a novel.
I know she has a novel, a sure thing.
See what Snooki did.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Jason, there's one more category left before our show.
Oh, it's not over?
There's the last category.
Yeah, this is the one, though. This is the...
Man of the Year.
It's the Man of the Year.
Jason Ellis Show, Reverse Awards, Man of the Year.
Wow.
We've got a big list of nominees.
Stiff.
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
John Cryer.
Chris,
his co-star in 2.5 Men.
We did give Cryer a little
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
Chris Angel.
So much.
Yeah.
Rupert Murdoch. Mm. Jesse James.
He's a good guy.
You think so?
Yeah, I was listening to, I saw some TV show the other in Australia of him doing some truck thing. And I was thinking that, I just thought he was annoying when I heard him on Howard Stern's show because he sounded annoying. But then I realized that me on the radio is annoying because I don't like listening to me on the radio.
Right.
So... I'm a cool guy. Well, I'm probably not. So I think maybe he's all right, but he's a bit of a cocksucker, just like I am. So I don't hate that.
You see a lot of yourself in him.
I think so. I think he's just a dick, but whatever. He's probably a nice dude. Means well.
A nice dick.
Yeah.
Jesse James.
What's wrong with a nice dick every now and then?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
Garth Brooks.
Love him.
Piers Morgan.
Also had a big year, yeah.
Had Kirstie Alley.
Yeah.
And... the winner, by a surprisingly large amount, 30% of the vote out of these 10 contestants, the winner of Jason Ellis Show, Reverse Awards, Man of the Year, Chris Angel.
Fuck yeah! Where's that big news break? Chris Angel, he's got magic, just look at his nipples! Chris Angel.
I believe in Chris Angel.
That is the song. I believe in magic and I believe in you. Oh man, we don't have Damn it, that's what it is. We need a song that does that. Because you have got it, kid. Yeah. You've got what it takes.
Thank you.
Figure it's out really... the song for that. What is the song? What's the melody for that song? Because he needs that.
Mm-hmm. It's one.
You
it
can definitely
one of,
sing people in and sing them out with that one.
It might be
every
one of the
song just begins at "There she is." That's all I know. Yeah. I can take it from there.
There she is. Oh man, what is the song that goes there?
It's one, do we have that jazz band that's like "Strangers in the Night"? It's one of those. It sounds
oh,
like
"Strangers
that.
In the Night." Well, yeah,
we don't have.
That one it sounds like a penguin farting strangers in the night. You'll know what I mean if you find it. Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
It's one of those jazz bits.
It was the Doc Banger one.
That's right. It was the Doc Banger theme.
They're gone now. I think they are. Damn it. Yeah, they can't just be floating around.
Yeah, you gotta keep those under lock.
Yeah. Like, it only come out during special occasions.
Nuclear warheads. They should have buttons like that. You should have like two different people need to press a button simultaneously to play them.
There's something wrong with those buttons. They were good though.
Damn it.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give up. Let it go.
Oh, I will regale you.
Ah! No, we don't have it.